From October 20th to October 29th, WVLP's Jim Wolf accompanied 12 local business and civic leaders to China as guests of the Confucius Institute at Valparaiso University. This week, WVLP is broadcasting his observations from the trip.
For the first day of Valparaiso University delegation's visit to China, we spent the day sightseeing in Hangzhou, southwest of Shanghai. Our host, the Confucius Institute that connects Valparaiso University to China's Zhejiang University of Technology, hoped that the tour would give us a cultural understanding, as well as an appreciation of the 8,000-year-old city that's located at the south wing of the Yangtze River Delta. Our tour included a stop at Meiji Wu Village, which produces Dragon Well Tea, a form of green tea that is well known in China. In a long tradition of tea contests, our hostess told us, the other provinces would fight for who'd come in second place. Tea reached its current level of importance in China around 760 AD when Tang Dynasty writer Lu Yu wrote Shajing. Tea was widely used, but his book described proper growing and grading techniques, as well as preparation. What he wrote solidified tea's position as a national drink. Our hostess, Zhu Jing, majored in tea when she attended the university. Like many Chinese of her generation, she's taken an American name, Grace, and much of what Grace studied and told us has come from Zhu Jing. When guests come, a host must always offer tea as a sign of respect, Grace said. She covered nutrition, recipes, and therapeutic qualities, including green tea's ability to absorb oils and thus act as a weight reducer.
Green tea is not fermented, so when you're drinking it, very mild, very delicate, and you can get a lot of nutrition, like the vitamin A for the eyes, vitamin C and E, good for skin, and also antioxidant. So now it is too hot. Before we're drinking, we can use the tea water, steam the eyes, like this way. Place your hand, have the half of the glass, then open the eyes, and let's have the dry eyes.
The Chinese have also developed a lot of rituals around tea. The hot water must be poured over the tea leaves in 3 drips of the pot held in the hand. The tea itself should be taken from its container and placed in the cup using a prescribed number of fingers, mostly for the strength of the tea. Tea that's grown longer requires less of the leaves in the cup. Grace explained further.
For green tea at home, I have 2 tips for you. First, no boiling water. No boiling water, because boiling water is too hot, kills nutrition and vitamins. So we only use hot water, 80 to 90 Celsius, about 180 Fahrenheit. So we can boil the water first, then let's cool down. Wait 3 minutes, then you can use it. Just use the hot water for green tea. Sometimes we use a room temperature water making the tea, and that's very good for diabetes. Very popular in Japan. We call the like this water. You can buy this pure water, mineral water from anywhere. Just room temperature water. Then you can put the dry leaves, the loose tea inside. Then let's sit half an hour later. Then you can drink it all day long. Very good for insulin.
It takes about 8 hours to prepare the raw tea for consumption, alternately hand drying it over a steel drum and then steaming it. The tour, as well as that at other tour sites, includes demonstrations of people brushing the tea leaves across the hot metal drums. About 72 kilograms of tender shoots are picked to make 1 kilo of final tea. The grade of tea comes from the season when it's picked. The finest tea, Empress grade, is picked in March. The lowest quality is picked during the summer when the leaves are longer, greener, and it's put into tea bags for mass consumption.
Also, you can see the tea leaves. Smaller, the better. This is smaller, and this is a little bigger, some darker leaves. And that is the lowest quality, we call summer tea. In the summer, it's very hot, so the tea leaves all be burned, and it grow quickly, longer. So A, B, C, 3 qualities.
To understand tea was to understand our Chinese hosts. Like the people, it contains layers of meaning: manners, hospitality, alternative medicine, and tradition. It's also still a major industry in Hangzhou, along with silk. This is Jim Wolf, and this has been the China Report. Thank you for listening.
China Report has been a production of WVLP-LP. Jim Wolf, writer, Justina Siska, producer, Mac McIntyre, editor, Dan Watt, engineer. Our theme music is Green Willow off the CD The River on a Spring Moonlit Night. More information on the music is available online at shlsmusic.com.